That does not mean that there is no place to dispute. There is no place to argue. The Apostle Paul did so. He took a strong stand when he argued with others who were leading people astray. We must know what we ought to know, and we must know it well. We must be able to take our stand, to argue, and to stand by what God has revealed. But let us make sure that we are concentrating on issues that are profitable for men. Good and profitable for men. What is good and profitable? That which helps us to draw nearer to God. That which helps us to improve in the quality of our character. That which helps us to identify with what is in the heart of God. That which helps us to learn to love others more deeply. These are the things that are important, and we should take our stand on issues that may lead us astray from such a path. Wrong understanding of God that can hinder our worship of Him. Wrong understanding of man that hinders our development in Christ. But let us not be entangled in things that are unprofitable and worthless. There are things that can be helpful to our lives, but even such things can become worthless if our spirit is not right. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 and 2. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Here the Apostle Paul says, if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And he categorizes this together with, if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge. These are aspects which are valuable in the right context. God does give us the gift of faith. God does give us knowledge. God does give us the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues for service. There is a value in these things. But the Apostle Paul says, if I have all these, but I do not have love, I am nothing. There is no value in these things in themselves if they are not associated with true divine love. He says, we may know all mysteries and all knowledge. Even if we do know that, it is still of no value to us. We have seen earlier that while on earth we do not know all mysteries, we do not have all knowledge. God doesn't reveal everything to us. But he says, even if we have all that, it is still of no value unless there is true love in our hearts. So first, we need to beware of knowledge that is not useful to us. Knowledge that can be worthless. What then is useful knowledge? Useful knowledge brings spiritual life. Useful knowledge is valuable, and we must learn to pursue that kind of knowledge. We must learn to pursue the kind of knowledge that will bring spiritual life to us. This kind of knowledge is associated with the right attitude. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land, because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. There is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Therefore the land mourns, and everyone who lives in it languishes. along with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish of the sea disappear. God says there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. These are related. Faithfulness, kindness, knowledge of God. When there is true knowledge of God, there will be faithfulness and kindness. This is not knowledge of awareness of things. This is knowledge of relationship. Knowledge that arises in a context where we want to know God and His ways in order to obey Him, to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Such knowledge will bring life to us. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 tells us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." So we see that knowledge is important. Knowledge is useful. God says, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you." If we do not want knowledge of the right kind, then God will reject us. God says, "Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." We have seen earlier that disputes about the law can be worthless knowledge. But here God says that we must not forget the law of our God. This is different. This is seeking to know the law in order to live by it. Not to know the law in order to argue about it. To know the law to display our knowledge. We must learn to appreciate the scriptures. We must seek to understand what God has revealed in order that we may obey Him, appreciate Him, and be identified with Him. So there is an important place to acquire knowledge of the right kind. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, God says, "For I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." So in Hosea chapter 6, God tells us that loyalty is more important than sacrifice. The knowledge of God is more important than burnt offerings. Many Christians want to serve God. They concentrate on sacrifice, service, burnt offerings offered up to God. That is good, only if, in the first place, there's true loyalty in our hearts toward God. There is a genuine and meaningful knowledge in our hearts. If this is absent, then our sacrifice and burnt offerings will become worthless. God does want us to serve, but that service must arise from an accurate and meaningful knowledge of God, associated with true loyalty to Him, not seeking our own desires, our own glory, our own accomplishments, but because we love God and we love others. The young boy who asked his father, "Which country produced the most cane sugar in the world?" was advised by his father, "Concentrate on the things of greater value, the things that will help you in your life to live well." So too, we can learn about many things and acquire knowledge. But let us concentrate on acquiring knowledge of a true knowledge of God, to know Him well and to know Him deeply, that we may be loyal to Him, whatever may take place in our lives. Some people think, "I cannot know God very well because there are many things I don't understand. My intelligence level is poor. My educational level is low." However, the scriptures show to us that all can know God. Whatever your level of intelligence, whatever your level of education, you can know God and you can know Him deeply. Knowledge of God is available to all. It is not dependent upon our level of intelligence. In fact, the more intelligent we are, the more we need to be careful. We may actually draw further away from God. Knowledge that is useful, that brings spiritual life, can be ours, but it does not come about easily. It needs focus. We need to focus on knowledge that is of true worth. We need to concentrate on that which has ultimate value. The Apostle Paul learnt this in his life, and he came to appreciate how important it was to have the right kind of knowledge. He was very capable, intelligent, knowledgeable in the things of the law. He could be regarded as a leader of his time. But the Apostle Paul came to realize that all that he had, all that he had known in the past, did not really bring true value to his life until he came to the point of deep repentance and submission to God and humbled himself before God to follow him. And so he said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. There was focus in the heart of the Apostle Paul. He said, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Many of us find this hard to understand. Why would the Apostle Paul, who knew so much, want to concentrate on just one thing? The Apostle Paul had become wise. He had come to realize that this is the kind of knowledge that is truly valuable. I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That is because it's in the context of knowing Jesus Christ and Him crucified in the right way that we'll begin to understand things correctly, that we'll begin to appreciate things as they ought to be. Many of us are so affected by the values of the world. We compete for knowledge. We want to know more than other people. We feel inferior when we know so little. Whether it be in our educational level or in our knowledge of work, we are very disturbed if we do not know as much as other people. The Apostle Paul knew a lot of things in his time. He concentrated instead on knowing the Lord Jesus and Him crucified. He gave up his self-confidence in order to be confident in the Lord. And in that state, he was not afraid of what others might think of him. He was able to take a stand against those who contradicted him. He knew what he believed. If we want to develop deep knowledge that is of worth, we must also know our priorities, what to concentrate upon, what to pursue. Otherwise, we may acquire a lot of knowledge that may seem to be valuable to us, but do not truly help us to know God really deeply. There is much knowledge that can actually hinder us from a true quality in our walk with God. We need to beware of knowledge that can bring spiritual death. Not all knowledge will bring life. There is knowledge that can bring spiritual death. For example, knowledge that is associated with a wrong attitude brings spiritual death to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by him. The Apostle Paul was concentrating on the subject of love, the right attitude towards other people. And he warned the Corinthians that in the midst of their much knowledge, they may be destroying their own lives. The Corinthians took pride in the things that they knew, and their spirit was not right. So the Apostle Paul says, now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Here he is not saying that every single person has this knowledge. What he means is that such knowledge is not difficult to acquire. It's easy for all of us to have such knowledge. But he warns, knowledge makes arrogant. Here again, the Apostle Paul does not mean to say that knowledge will always make us arrogant, that knowledge will always make us proud. But he says, beware. Knowledge can easily lead to pride. In the midst of our much knowledge, we can easily become arrogant. We think we know. But, he says, knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. If our spirit is wrong, then we may think that we know, but we have not truly known. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he ought to know. Ought to know is a reference to the kind of knowledge that is associated with the right spirit. When we love God, it is the right kind of knowledge. When we truly love God and we love others, then our knowledge becomes edifying. It becomes helpful. We can encourage others and help others in the right direction when we acquire this kind of knowledge. The wrong kind of knowledge can bring about corruption of our being. It can destroy us. Knowledge can actually bring about spiritual death. We need to be careful about seeking for knowledge that may bring about death in our spirit. Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die. God specifically mentioned the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve were not to eat from this tree. And he said, in the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was a test for Adam and Eve. Would they abide by God's instructions, or would they go their own way? Would they seek to acquire knowledge that's appropriate for them at the right time as God taught them? Or would they seek for knowledge that was not God's intention for them at that point of time? Not all knowledge will do us good. If we seek for knowledge that is not suitable for us, it can destroy us. The knowledge of good and evil is not in itself bad. God has such a knowledge of good and evil. But when we acquire that knowledge in the wrong way, when we acquire the knowledge with the wrong spirit, when we acquire the knowledge that is not consistent with fellowship with God, then it brings about spiritual death in our lives. Beware of being eager to know what is not suitable for us. When God created Adam and Eve, they knew sufficient for them to live well. They knew what was right and wrong. They knew the meaning of obeying God and finding life. The knowledge of good and evil was not essential for them in that context. They understood what was right and wrong, the meaning of following God and His ways or going their own way. But partaking from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil gave them a certain kind of knowledge, which was not suitable for them at that point of time. A well-known story has this famous saying, "A little knowledge can be a deadly thing." A little knowledge can be a deadly thing. The story of the man who knew too much. This man came to know of a secret that a dying man told him. He told him about a plan to assassinate someone important. As a result of this knowledge, his life was in danger. His whole family was in danger. His child was kidnapped so that he would not reveal to others what he had known. In this instance, this man did not deliberately seek for that knowledge. The dying man came to him and whispered in his ear to tell him. But this brought him into very grave danger for his life. Well, that is a story. But in life situations, we often want to know many things. We are curious. We are interested to know many things that are not suitable for us to know. And that little knowledge that we acquire can bring death to us. If our spirit is not right, and we are not contented to walk with God, to be led by Him and to walk with Him. So we need to beware of knowledge that can bring spiritual death.